Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The second baseman, Darryl Thomas. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Darryl Evans. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mark Hill. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Marty Perez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Felix Milan. Batting second. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Dell Unser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the New York Mets, Mickey Lolick. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Herndon for the out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Unser. Matthews reaches second base with a double. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans takes first base on ball four. Wrights moves to second. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wrights scores. Evans moves to third. It's 1-0, Giants. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans scores. Hill moves to second. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Hill moves to third. Perez moves to second. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-1 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool catches it and throws to second to double up Perez. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Garrett for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Matthews. Unser reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Matthews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0 for 1 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Evans strikes out. One out. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Hill reaches second base with a double. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Perez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Giants. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 0 in the game. Barr takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Milan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. the Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett strikes out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Apodaca now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan misplays the ball. That's an error on Milan. Matthews moves to second. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Apodaca covering, for the out. Matthews moves to third. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans is walked intentionally. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hill hits a fly ball into center field. Unser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Apodaca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Apodaca hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Perez reaches second base with a double. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Barr strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 3 in the game. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kingman. Herndon reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. It's 5-0, Giants. Darrell Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 0-for-2 in the game. Milan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Evans fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-3 in the game. Mercer is called out on strikes. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Apodaca fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Unser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mercer. Unser reaches second base with a double. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair now playing left field. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hill is called out on strikes. One out. Marty Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5. And the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Perez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Vale pinch hits for Bob Apodaca. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leon Brown pinch runs for Mike Vale. Felix Milan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Milan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Herndon strikes out. One out. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-4 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Milan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Matthews. The throw from Grote and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Boisclair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boisclair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr fires to first and picks off Boisclair. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 5, and New York Mets, 0. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.